It's on.
Yes, I think you are doing black magic on
me. No, I just thought when you asked how many of them are here, I said he's doing Ashtamangala. Yes.
Not Ashtamangala, this is a group prashna. See, there is something called a group prashna. Om Guru Bhyo Nama, Om Parama Guru Bhyo Nama, Om Parashara Guru Bhyo Nama. See, what we do is, we normally, what you do is, based upon the directions, you know, the South Indian chart, you know, how the South Indian chart is. Now think that this particular area is the South Indian chart. Okay? So that is the east, that's Aries, right? So, who are the people sitting? That's Aries, straight. That's Taurus, right? How is the chart, South Indian chart? Is it clockwise or it is anti-clockwise?
Clockwise.
Clockwise, right? So we start with Aries with... Oh, you are Aries, right?
Yeah.
You are Aries.
27 people excluding us.
Yeah. So that you are in Aries, you see, so you and the lady in front of you, it seems to be in the Aries area. Because this is Aries, right? Then next to you, here comes Taurus. What is Taurus to do with your chart? Nothing important, right?
11th house.
What about Navamsha?
Navamsha, 3rd house.
Yeah. So we'll see, whatever. You seem to be in Taurus right now.
Okay.
And that is one person who's transiting from Aries to Taurus.
So why? Anil.
Anil, okay, keep that in mind. And then we have Gemini over there.
Yeah, Gemini.
Okay, Gemini. And then these two are too far, but we'll take them as Cancer, right? And this is the Leo, right?
Leo.
Then we have?
Virgo.
Interesting.
Kumari.
Then Kumari, Virgo. We skip because you're the Prashna Karta. Then we come to Libra this side. And then we come to
Scorpio.
Libra, Scorpio. Scorpio.
Yeah.
Who's Scorpio?
Yeah. Lana.
Lana.
And J.A.
Cindy is Scorpio.
Lana's
and
also
then
Scorpio.
We come to Sagittarius. But what does she have to do with Sagittarius? But there's something we'll find out. And then we have a guest in Capricorn. And... that's Aquarius. What are you doing in Aquarius? Anyway, you are there. So you will come to Aquarius and with you will be our dear friend over here in Aquarius. And these two are seem to be out of the prashna. Because you are two.
To Pisces?
Pardon?
What's happened to Pisces?
Pisces is... There is a lady over there. We have to decide whether she's in Aries.
Yeah.
Whether she's in Aries or in Pisces. We'll have to make up. Maybe he's in... There's some.
Maybe Poshak is in Pisces. Or
maybe Poshak is in Pisces. Are you in the 3rd Dreshkana of Cancer? What's your Lagna degree? No, you are not.
No.
So he is Jupiter in Lagna.
He's
that's
Jupiter
right.
In Lagna.
That's Pisces. Your friend is in Aquarius. Uh-huh. He's a thinker, is it?
Sir, he's Taurus ascendant with Jupiter on Lagna.
Right. So his 10th house is Aquarius.
Right.
And where is Shani?
8th house.
Superb. And Rahu?
Rahu?
Yeah. Rahu is in 10th house?
Yes.
Wow. That is the Mahapurush yoga he has got. Now, Rahu makes a Mahapurush. Oh, I don't know. Shiva will know better. We'll see. Okay. So, see, this is how we have people and we have unconsciously started. Can you tell me where the planets are? First, what is the Lagna right now, approximately?
Aries or Taurus?
So Aries is the Lagna. So Justin, you seem to be again rising. Very interesting. So you and Ritu are the two people who are rising, and that is excellent. And here is a person who is also in Aries, by the way. It's interesting that the whole Aries is in this line.
You got Aries Lagna?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm also
in Aries. No, you are out.
You are Lagnesh in 7th house, so tera kaam hai dhakka
dena.
You will not do anything.
No disturbance.
No disturbance. Chalo. So ye aa gaya.
No jokes, please.
Ye aa gaya, chalo. Now the interesting that we see is, we see which planet is in which sign. Sun is transiting, I believe, today.
Yeah.
From?
Leo to Virgo, it's transited.
Who was in Leo over here?
Bhogendranath.
You were in Leo. Bhogendranath and you were in Leo, is it? Okay. So who is transiting out? One of you two is transiting out, huh? Major changes happening in your life. We shall see who.
Yeah.
One of the two of you is going to have a very major change. What? Expecting it? Let us see. So one, somewhere out here in the Leo area, somebody is going to have a very radical change in life because the sun is just about to enter the ninth house.
Gaurav is also Leo. He's there in that same...
You are Leo?
Yeah.
Could be you. But you are not Leo Lagna.
I am Leo.
So anyway, the sun in the ninth is coming here for somebody in the transits. So now what about the other planets? Saturn is in?
Scorpio.
Scorpio.
So...
Here I am.
So who's the one out here who's having depression? Among the two of you?
Lana, both of them are depressed.
Both of them are having depressions.
Look at Lana, you don't look like her. I'm a happy Saturn.
Well, I love Saturn. Can I be Saturn?
But I'm more Sagittarius usually, but I don't know what they're doing now.
Well, it just shows that transit of Saturn is troubling some of you out here.
Oh, definitely. I have Sagittarius in birth charts.
All right. And okay, so deal with Saturn, please. Do some remedies for Saturn. Because in the group prashna, what happens, it shows up that this is the problem. These people are having problem. So you unconsciously go and sit in that place. Nobody plans it. Did I tell you people to sit? No. You just went and sat in that order. And just see how you sat down. You sat down in the order of the signs and the planets. It's natural. Because I got a nimitta out here, and the nimitta was this palm leaf. This pan leaf, we call it. When two of these comes, it means that messages come. You can read the messages. Very interesting. So, that's Scorpio. Behind that is Libra. Libra is definitely passing through much better days. They have had their 3 years of stress, beaten very badly in the work, and now they're coming out of it. Both these guys. They are in better days ahead. Jupiter is going to Leo, who's getting married out here. Somebody is, there's a marriage celebration happening in somebody's family out here. Anybody? Marriage celebrations? No. Family? Nothing fixed so far?
We are going for a pilgrimage.
You're going for a pilgrimage? No, that is the sun transit. The sun transit is going for the pilgrimage. Yeah, the sun in the ninth year for you. That is definitely happening. And
my wife's 60th birthday, I'm going to celebrate next month.
Chepe Rustam. So that is remarriage, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Shashti Purti, right?
She is completing 60 years.
So Shashti Purti, you will definitely have a remarriage ceremony.
I'm planning that in Sripuram.
Huh?
Sripuram.
Sripuram, you are doing it. See, it is showing. I told you there is a marriage ceremony and something happening. It has to happen. Jupiter is there.
And my sign also, moon sign is Leo.
Leo, there you go. 100%.
I made a mistake. She had moved up a chair up here, sat in between, then I told her to go back to where she was.
That is Saturn troubling her. It just is telling that it is for her the seat is unstable, which means there is an instability at home.
Yeah, I'm absolutely at junction.
Yeah. She will transit, don't worry, she will transit. We all transit, she will also transit. Remedy of Shani is required. Okay, so we did this, and which are the other planets? Where is Mangal?
Mangal has just moved into Leo yesterday.
Okay. So that means the Karka people will be breathing relief, is it? Who was the one? Did any of you have any accidents? No.
Yesterday night.
Oh, yes, yes.
You vomited. After your...
Vikas has had several accidents, 3 or 4.
No,
you didn't.
In the past. Early childhood.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, early childhood, he's had 3-4 accidents.
What about mother ka kuch nahi hua?
Father, mother was abhi aaye hain. Matlab, bahar the, wapis aaye
hain. Achha, sir. Nahi, aur kisi ka kuch nahi hai, right? Cancer area, otherwise everybody is fine and safe and hearty.
Venus is transiting there right now.
Yeah, so right now they are enjoying it. They have forgotten the last 2 months' tension.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's fine. So, did you get the transits? Any of you are running a Venus Dasha or Antar Dasha?
Venus Dasha.
Yeah. You already
have. Who's running this? Aapka. So, aapka Shukra ka Rajya hoga. Shukra ka definite Rajya hoga. 100%. Because the transit, see what happens in a prashna. Did you understand what I did? Shukra is going to bless one person, Yahloka Sukha, right? Mm. So who is the person? In that, Shukra is in cancer area. So in the cancer area, there will be a person sitting who will be running Shukra Dasha or Antar Dasha. Because by transit, Shukra is running. And so that person will have the Rajyog. Rajyog is about to come. This is how we catch whose good time is coming. So when you go to a party sometimes, you're just sitting quietly and just observing that. You get a nimitta, immediately see who is in which position, and you know what's happening. Huh. The nimitta, you need a nimitta. And what is the nimitta? To? Beetle, palm leaves. Venus. Venus of Taurus is blessing. So I want to catch who is Venus blessing. Nirmalya. Also, the nimitta is the name of the company that you are planning or whatever you are planning should be from Venus in your chart.
Virgo has exalted Mercury and Rahu.
That doesn't matter. The nimitta was for Venus.
Okay.